Democrats picked up some seats in the state legislature last night, although in some cases not the seats observers had expected. Joining us now to talk about that is Ben Giles of the Arizona Capital Times. Ben, good morning.
Good morning.
So we spoke with our panel just a few minutes ago about the fact that at this moment, the margin in the state house has been narrowed to a 31-29 Republican advantage. Is there a sense of surprise that Democrats did as well in the House when so much attention had been focused on the Senate?
Yeah, especially because the Democratic Party itself had poured a lot of attention and a lot of effort into the Senate. It's the chamber where the margin is narrower just by nature. There's only 30 seats, and Republicans have for the better part of the last 6 years held a 17-13 majority there. So there was a huge push to try and take advantage of the expected and maybe failed blue wave and pick up a seat, maybe two, maybe tie the chamber, maybe take the control of the chamber from Republicans. And as it stands, it looks like it's just going to be the status quo of 17-13 in the Senate.
Have any Democrats given sort of a postmortem on what happened? I mean, there was some optimism they could tie or maybe even take control of the chamber, and they're basically back where they started.
You know, it seems that the dynamics in the Senate races, where it's simply a head-to-head one Republican versus one Democrat, maybe a Green Party candidate or an independent in there as well, those dynamics just don't favor the Democrats as well as in the House, where there's two representatives vying to be a representative from each party. There's two Democrats, there's two Republicans. It's a top two race. That leaves some wiggle room for, say, a Democrat to squeeze into one of those two seats. And in other districts, we've actually seen Democrats sweep House seats this year. So there's just something about having more candidates in the race that sort of makes it more of a wild card and improves the Democrats' chances of picking up some of those seats.
What have you heard? I know we're just the morning after what was a very late night for a lot of people, but have you heard anything about how the split in the House might affect things like the kind of agenda they might be able to have or working with the Senate and the governor's office?
Well, what you're going to see in the House is a similar situation to the way things have played out in the Senate. The narrower the majority, Democrats are slightly more empowered, but more crucially, moderate Republicans are empowered because it only takes, if it's a 31-29 split, it would only take one Republican bucking their own party and voting against a bill for something to fail on the House floor. You need 31 votes. So that's an incredibly thin margin for error for the Republican Party in the House, if that's the way that district or that's the way that chamber shakes out. And we've seen that play out in the Senate several times in the last couple of years, where a handful of moderate Republicans will choose not to vote for something, and that can stop the majority of the Republican Party's agenda in its tracks.
Of the Democrats that won House races last night, the Republicans that they beat, were they those moderate Republicans who might have been willing to buck their party? I mean, are there moderates left in the House?
Somewhat. There are still some moderates, but surprisingly, some of the candidates that were being ousted in the House were considered some more traditional Republicans. You had someone like Todd Clodfelter down in Tucson, kind of an outlier that he won 2 years ago and was a Republican elected to that pretty Dem-leaning district. So he's gone. A bigger surprise, I think, was Jill Norgaard in Legislative District 18. So that's a case, though, where that district has been leaning more towards turning blue. And actually, Democrats swept both chambers in that House race. In other cases, though, it's not so much that the moderates are being booted out. It's just that Democrats had some pretty strong gains across the board and really have narrowed the margin in that chamber quite well.
And of course, we have leadership races, leadership elections coming up today or this week.
This week, yeah. Republicans are meeting today. I know Senate Republicans are meeting later this afternoon to elect their next Senate president and majority leader. And House and Senate Democrats are actually waiting until Thursday morning. I think the idea there was maybe some of these races are going to be too close to call. And one of the unique things that can happen the day after the election, when leadership votes occur among the party's elected senators and representatives, is there have been times in history where a person voted in a leadership race but wound up not actually winning their own race at the polls. So maybe a good idea for Democrats to wait it out a little bit, especially in the House, where there's a pretty close race still in Legislative District 28. Jennifer Pollack, a Democrat, is narrowly ahead of the mother of the House Speaker of Arizona.
All right. That's Ben Giles of the Arizona Capital Times. Plenty to keep our eyes on going forward. Ben, thanks as always for your time.
Thank you.